This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly blaming then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the zero-tolerance policy rollout of separating migrant kids from their parents at the southern border. He spoke at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina yesterday, saying the policy was a surprise and caught the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services off guard. Kelly also did not take a direct swipe at President Trump.
But he did say at one point that, you know, had Hillary Clinton called him to ask him to take these jobs, that he would have served in her administration. So he was making clear it wasn't really about Trump and he wasn't necessarily a Trump loyalist.
That's political reporter Carol Lee on MSNBC. The president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is to be sentenced in a federal courtroom today, convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton saying it's still not clear for sure whether North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site that they had earlier begun to dismantle. He says they have seen satellite images suggesting that there's new activity, but
I don't think we really are in a position to say at this stage. Obviously, we have a lot of ways of getting information. We're going to study this situation carefully. As the president said, it would be very, very disappointing if they were taking this direction.
Bolton was speaking on Fox and Friends. A hearing about unpaid child support lands R&B singer R. Kelly behind bars again in Chicago. Kelly owes more than $160,000 in child support. Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser are planning to reunite for a reboot of their 90s sitcom Mad About You. It'll premiere in late 2019. The original ran for 7 seasons, from 1992 to 1999. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The cleanup in eastern Alabama continues after a deadly tornado. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the latest.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday.
The president welcomes an American hostage home. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Danny Burch, an American oil worker, was held by Yemeni rebels. The president hosting Burch and his family at the White House on Wednesday.
He was in Yemen in a very horrible situation, a captive. He was there for 18 months, even a little more than 18 months, and we got him out.
The president also praising Robert O'Brien, the U.S. Special Envoy for Hostage Affairs, for winning Burch's release. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I got to say that the pro-abortionists are getting rather desperate, no doubt. And I think it's interesting because you have to understand, though God operates out of the time continuum, things do not happen inside of the time continuum without his notice and understanding and plan and purpose. Look what has happened since New York went over the top, and even the governor of Virginia, how he doubled down on this, which it started from Hawaii, goes to California, New York signs this radical bill, Democrats are cheering, jumping up and down, and I got to think members of the Democratic Party are going, what party do I belong to? And then the governor of Virginia says, look, we can offer comfort care even if an abortion doesn't happen according to plan and the baby is delivered. Well, the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host John Stone Street is with us right now. John, like you, the vision is just of seeing people jumping up and down and excited about death over life is in my memory, I think, forever.
Well, it is. And then, of course, even following that, we had a pretty straightforward bill that was put forward that would protect infants that were born alive after abortion, something that we know happens. I mean, not super common, but it's not uncommon for it to take place, and right. That doctors would be required to care for those infants. And every single one of the Democratic presidential hopefuls on record now have come out against supporting that. So, I mean, that's an amazing sort of development. And I think kind of what's underneath this is we just need to be really clear on this, and mm-hmm. that is that the pro-abortion forces are no longer about, I don't think they ever were, but they're not even verbalizing any sort of safe, legal, and rare sort of reasoning for abortion. And I think that's what a lot of Americans thought. I mean, when the abortion debates were really happening back in the 90s especially, and we were, you know, first able to kind of look into the womb, and embryology had become so clear in terms of what the unborn are, there was this mm-hmm. kind of way to talk about abortion as if it were kind of a tragic, necessary evil. Right. That's gone. I mean, those days are gone. I mean, there's high fives and celebrations, and and of course, we've long been saying as pro-lifers that there's no difference fundamentally between a life inside the womb and life outside the womb. There's no mm-hmm. difference fundamentally between, you know, the 5 minutes, you know, between you know, birth and the birthing process and being outside. And, you know, those are questions that specifically came up during the debates in Virginia and other places. Is, are you talking about that abortion should be legal way past the time frame of viability? Mm-hmm. And across across the board, what we're hearing is yes, and then even what if they're born alive? What then?
Yes.
And so, in other words, the hopefully the blinders are off. I think Americans need to be paying attention. I think a lot of people were, you know, comfortable saying, well, you know, I don't really like abortion, but I don't want to force it on anyone. But I think what we've seen now is beyond the pale. And by the way, a Marist poll, and among other polls, show that the position that the progressives are taking on this, late-term abortion, way past viability, and even now, of course, into this born alive stuff, that's not what the American people want. I mean, most Americans want common sense restrictions on abortion. Most of the world has common sense restrictions on abortion. I would say there's no common sense abortion, period.
Yes,
but
exactly.
We are just way beyond where the rest of the world is and where most Americans are on this.
Well, John, because of the sin of abortion, let's call it for what it is. And I know people, some people will cringe over that and say, Bill, why are you being so harsh? I said, because God calls it that way. In fact, when, you know, he chided the children of Israel for offering up their children to the God of Molech, he said, who came up with that idea? I never told you to do that. I mean, this is nothing that God celebrates. This breaks God's heart. This is his very creation. And you and I have addressed this before, John. I mean, in our mother's womb, he's knitting us together. And as he's doing that, he is speaking into our DNA and into each stitch of our humanity that he is sewing together, what our destiny is all about, the vision that he has for us. I mean, can you imagine that taking place here, the God of the universe, God Almighty, doing that, and then because men want to see things according to their own eyes and say, well, it's really not a baby, it's just a clump of tissue, it's like a, you know, like a tumor, you know, something rather inconvenient and that could be quite painful for you because you're not prepared to bring a child into this world, right? And so we're going to relieve you of that crisis and that problem, and it's only going to cost you $500.
Well, that's right. And I mean, you know, unfortunately, the abortion argument advanced on the exceptions like rape and incest and health concerns of the mother. And what's happened is those exceptions have been turned into basically license.
Yeah, 60 million babies. And that exception you're talking about represents about 1% of the abortions that are done today. It's pretty crazy.
That's right. And I think that when it comes to rape and incest, that, you know, you should never punish the innocent for the crime committed by the guilty.
Yes.
And which comes back to the real question, which, what is the nature of the unborn? Is there any significant difference between who we were in the womb and who we are now that justifies killing us? And I think philosophically and scientifically, it's hard to answer that any other way, but now there's not really any difference. But a lot of times when, you know, students will ask me, for example, well, what about rape and incest? I even want to say, well, look, that's a smokescreen. It's a red herring.
Exactly.
And let's grant that. Say, okay, well, just give me that. Just let's outlaw all abortions except for those. And, and well, what about the health of the mother? And, you know, of course, our ability to save women and childbirth and so on is just remarkable. But then it's like, well, what about the mental health? And what about, you know, this or that or the other? Just last week, Bill, my good friend Mike Adams, who's a professor at the University of North Carolina in Wilmington, debated on campus there in a public debate that was live streamed that I hope everyone watches. None other than Dr. Willie Parker. Now, Willie Parker calls himself a Christian abortionist. He says he's doing God's work by performing abortion. I mean, it's stunning.
How does that comport, a Christian abortionist?
You'd have to read his book and you'll see just how irrational it was. And you can watch the debate. And I see what I walked away from that debate with the conclusion that either A, the arguments for abortion are just that bad, or B, Dr. Willie Parker stole that honorarium. And I happen to know how much he was paid. And it was a decent amount of money. And he was pathetic, honestly, in the debate. I mean, he wasn't even the best the pro-choice side has to offer. But he admitted in the debate, by the way, that abortion kills innocent, that abortion kills human beings. He admits.
Yes.
He's like, there's no question about that, and so on. But, you know, the exception that was kind of brought up was, you know, the health of the woman became we've been moved from, you know, the woman's life is at risk to the woman's happiness is at risk.
And right.
And that's the sort of, equivocation that takes place in this.
Exactly. Case. John, we got to take a quick break.
We would
break.
Never say that about any other moral issue, Bill. That's right. The other thing. We would never say that about slavery. Yeah. We would never say that about child abuse. We would never say that about taking the lives of a toddler. And so we're treating this as a special exception, and it isn't one.
We got to go to a quick break. More from John Stone Street after this.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just
Just the Way You Like Us. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with the president of the Colson Center and Breakpoint co-host John Stone Street continues. John, as you say, you know, these exceptions that we want to address, but yet, you know, I had the opportunity to speak with someone here recently, was in our hometown in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and she was, you know, she survived an abortion, and she was also the product of a rape. Now, just, you know, and this gal, what she had to carry with her throughout her life, knowing that she was born out of a rape, and was like she had this, you know, this scarlet letter on her, and it took her a while to, you know, years to get beyond that and realize that she wasn't owned by that identity, that she started to apprehend the identity that God had given her, as I was just talking about earlier, and how he was knitting her together, even though her mother was raped. And this gal is brilliant. She is absolutely brilliant, and what a contributor to society that she is. And it makes you, you know, you can't help but stop to think how many other cases like this, because we chose to choose death over life, that we lost.
Well, anytime you start drawing that line, that some lives just aren't worthy of life, either because they cause pain to someone else, or they remind someone else of a difficult circumstance, or they cause inconvenience to somewhere else, or because they're the wrong gender, or because they have Down syndrome, or because they have, you know, autism, or because they are this, or because they are that. And see, you know, history is replete with examples of societies that said certain people don't have the same rights as others, that some are more equal than others, to quote Animal Farm. And whenever that happens, people lose their lives. That's just universally the way that it takes place. It's a justification for taking taking innocent life. And you know, in fact, it's interesting. I mentioned Mike Adams earlier. And by the way, you can find that debate on YouTube.
Yes, please.
We've linked to it on our website, breakpoint.org. That question about rape and incest came up, and he specifically cited how he used to kind of hold that exception as well, until a someone who was born out of conceived in an act of rape came to him and said, "Do you really believe that? Like, you believe that my mom would have been better off if I weren't alive?"
Yeah.
And this is someone that he knew had brought great joy to his mom. But even then, I mean, who gets to decide what brings joy and what doesn't bring joy? I mean, that's the thing, is these lines between the lives that are worthy of protection and the lives that are disposable are so mushy and so flimsy and not straight. These aren't straight, hard lines. And somebody always gets left out, and there's no rational justification for it. And that's why, you know, we have in our founding documents these kind of universal languages, the universal language, like, and that all are created equal, even though we didn't live up to that for a couple hundred years in our history. It was an ideal.
Yes.
That was non-negotiable. And the UN Declaration on Human Rights says the same thing, because there's this recognition that you can't draw this line outside of that.
Exactly.
And but look, I think it's being exposed. I think that's one of the things that's encouraging, is that this craziness, this inconsistency, this evil, this celebration, now we're seeing it on full display. And hopefully that'll be what it takes for Americans to make a better decision.
John, and I'm glad you pointed this out, because as I said at the opening, is that this is not happening outside of God's hand. Many of us, as you know, have been praying, you know, for healing of our land. We have gone before the Father and asked for healing. We've confessed our sins. We look back and realize that we've been part and parcel of 60 million deaths because we've chose incorrectly. And maybe now, for a time such as this, that we're really going to go head to head with this issue and be a nation that chooses life over death. The way this is being debated, I can appreciate that those on the Democratic side, the progressive side, those that want to vote for convenience are realizing,
the sum total of their choices and decisions. It has been counterproductive in the least. It has been destructive to no end. And I think about the women who've been involved, and I anecdotally share this with people constantly. You know, John, I will talk with people, and they'll say, you know, my daughter that I aborted would have been 13 today, or my son would have been 7. I mean, the fact that they remember, the women do, and carry that, and I think there's an increasing number of men who are starting to realize and feel the same thing, and not letting, whether it was their wife or girlfriend, just suffer by themselves, and they're beginning to wake up and realize that pain that they've stuffed down and set aside, it's now coming to the front, and this needs to be reconciled.
Well, and this is one of the reasons that churches have to speak up. I mean, if churches don't speak up on this, and sometimes they do it out of this kind of, I think, maybe a good intention of not wanting to hurt someone's feelings or bury someone in shame. But if this is where their shame is, and they don't hear that forgiveness is possible in Jesus Christ, then
right.
By actually not speaking up and being clear on the morality of abortion, then we're preventing them from acknowledging their own sin. But I'm with you. Like, I think there's something happening right now. Mm-hmm. I think the evil is being exposed. As long as evil is hidden, I mean, there was an interesting dynamic that happened last week where Unplanned, the movie about the life of Abby Johnson,
right,
was given an R rating by the MPAA.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, get that. That means that in most states, someone will have to get parental permission, who's under 16, to go watch this film. But in those same states, and by the way, there's no pornography, there's no nudity, there's no there's no language, harsh language, and the only act of violence in the film
is abortion. Exactly.
So now you have to get parental permission to see a movie about abortion, but in many of the same states, not to get abortion at all. And listen, Bill.
But John, real quick, though, hold on that point for just a moment. The MPAA acknowledges that abortion is violent. What does that say in terms of the protection and honoring a woman's right and the protection of a woman giving birth?
Well, this is all the things that we've been saying so far, that this is obvious unless you are willfully suppressing the truth, which our nation has done a long time.
Exactly.
But I think it also says to those of us that articulate that we are pro-life that it's time to get off the couch and be pro-life.
Exactly.
There's a difference between the number of people who say that they're pro-life and those that do it. And Bill, that's why we have at the Colson Center joined in on a campaign that was just recently announced by Focus on the Family,
mm-hmm.
Called the See Life Clearly campaign.
Right.
And this is a campaign that's lasting from now until May 4th. The first thing to do is to go to Focus on the Family and sign their statement, a Declaration for Life. What I love about this declaration is that it clearly states that preborn children are to be protected, and it clearly states when you sign your name, not only that you believe that, but that you'll act on those conditions.
Exactly.
And it gives you ideas. Mm-hmm. But this is going to culminate, Bill, and this is really exciting.
Yes.
Because science and technology, which I think, by the way, has been God's gift to the pro-life movement, has allowed us to look inside. So what Focus on the Family is going to do, and I'm going to be there mm-hmm. in Times Square on May the 4th at 3 p.m. as they, on a jumbotron, over Times Square. Now, remember, this is in New York City. This is New York, where we saw those legislators give each other high fives,
mm-hmm.
which is the center of the world,
right.
culturally speaking.
Yeah, well, they were high-fiving in Albany at the Capitol. But Times Square in New York, that's 8 million people right there plus. Yes, exactly.
No, that's right. And mm-hmm. what Focus on the Family is going to do is that they're going to put on the live screen, the Jumbotron, and then mm-hmm. on the live stream and on Facebook and social media.
Well, to be continued, John, as we wrap things up, where can they go for more information on the Colson Center and Breakpoint?
Yeah, come to breakpoint.org. That's breakpoint.org. And if you look for our article that says sign a declaration of life, we'll link it how to jump into this campaign with us and with Focus on the Family. We're real excited to be a part of it. Again, that's breakpoint.org.
Well, we're all in with you. John Stonestreet on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. God bless. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse.
Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly blaming then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the zero-tolerance policy rollout of separating migrant kids from their parents at the southern border. He spoke at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina yesterday, saying the policy was a surprise and caught the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services off guard. Kelly also did not take a direct swipe at President Trump.
But he did say at one point that, you know, had Hillary Clinton called him to ask him to take these jobs, that he would have served in her administration. So he was making clear it wasn't really about Trump and he wasn't necessarily a Trump loyalist.
That's political reporter Carol Lee on MSNBC. The president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is to be sentenced in a federal courtroom today, convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. And this is USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March. And there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Leave. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, Sway, like is fresh and very independent. Okay, a little bit ornery here and there. That's just for fun. Okay, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And, I guess this song, you know, why can't we meet in the middle? But I guess if we're so set in our ways and opposite ends of one another, it doesn't matter, relationships or in the culture, the marketplace. This is what we have here in the country, and I guess maybe that's the clarion song for the culture today. Is there somewhere in the middle that we can meet up and find some peace and love and be able to get some things going and get this country back on track? Well, Nikki Neely is with us. She's we're talking about Speech First. She's with Speech First and the founder of. And we're going to talk about the president's executive order that he announced at CPAC. Nikki, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this something had to give here. And, I mean, if these college campuses, and you and I, last time we talked about how, according to a new study, over 50% of college students self-censor out of fear. Now, this is not to say this happens on every campus across the country, but it's happening on far too many, and it's becoming too acceptable, isn't it not?
Absolutely. There's a group called the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, and they have found that 9 out of 10 colleges have at least one policy in the books that substantially restricts students' and faculty's free speech rights. According to the Department of Education, there are 5,000 degree-granting institutions across the country. So, I mean, run those numbers. There's 4,500 schools across the country that have bad policies in the books, and that is scary.
Well, it is, and if the president can put some pressure on them to saying, look it, we need to protect the integrity of these institutions. If you're not going to, then we're not going to continue to give you the people's money to promote this kind of behavior. Because the fact of the matter is, and we've been discussing this for quite a while, Nikki, and you can appreciate this, is that we're really dumbing down the students by protecting their speech in such a way to where you are not getting an opposing viewpoint. I mean, this is what college campuses traditionally have been, at least when I was in college, so that you could, you know, sharpen up your blade, sharpen up your speaking skills, test your ideas in the marketplace, because especially in college campuses, they'll let you know real quick if they think you're a knucklehead or not.
You're right. I mean, think, you know, how many of us went to college at 18 with perfect opinions fully formed? I mean,
right.
That's the point of going to college, right? You're supposed to debate and discuss and argue back and forth and come around, and maybe someone will convince you and maybe you'll convince them. But like you said, it's sharpening and it's practicing and it's, you know, opening your mind. And that's why colleges have historically been these special places. You know, you go to get smarter, but you also go to transition to adulthood to know how to function in the real world. And if what students are learning is recite a bunch of talking points, don't ask questions, and shut down people who you disagree with, I mean, those are very, very dangerous behaviors to inculcate that students will take out into the real world.
And it's terribly irresponsible of the faculty to promote this kind of behavior. We know that's the conditioning agent on the college campuses, is that these teachers are indoctrinating. They're not instructing. I mean,
right.
Perfect case in point, I got to tell you right now, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She comes out of Boston University with an econ degree, and you know, you question whether or not she can add. I mean, she's been so indoctrinated. I mean, it sounds funny. I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm sincere in this, is that for all the money that her parents paid and that she invested in her education, it seems like critical thinking is out the door. You know, that even some basic understanding of economics and the capitalism system versus socialism here that she wants to promote, you know, it's like there's such a disconnect that what she is spouting and echoing are, you know, direct from the echo chambers that she was, you know, propagandized and conditioned in college. You know, but here we are. We're going through the exercise. And I think in part, Nikki, it might be good for America to hear this out, because even though they may not do it in the college campuses, we need to protect free speech here in this country so that, you know, we can, we can take on these ideas. All right, you want to bring on socialism, all right? Let's use the contrast clearly of America that is on a very aggressive upswing with the reduction of government regulations and some other things that we've done in terms of tax breaks and that sort of thing and promoting capitalism versus what's happening, oh, let's say Venezuela, where you have a former, a former collector of garbage who is now, and I'm trying to be delicate here, and I don't mean to make it sound harsh, but he is the president, and he has driven this country right straight in the ground to the point that, ironically enough, people are eating out of the back of those garbage trucks that maybe he drove around before he became president.
And as you said before, to have that kind of discussion now, I mean, it's totally shut down on campuses, right? I mean, if you were to express a point of view outside of what is considered the mainstream, which is, I mean, it's very narrow and it's very far left, you're branded hateful, you're branded bigoted. So political opinions, religious viewpoints are totally shut down, they're censored. And, you know, not only is that disrespectful to the people who want to express their opinions, but also to the listener. I want to hear other points of view. That makes me a better person. I should be allowed to make up my own mind. I think it's really rude and condescending and patronizing for my fellow classmates to say, that's such an offensive idea, we can't even talk about it. How dare you tell me what I can and can't think, what I can and can't hear. I'm able to make up my own mind.
But that's become the modus operandi, and I call it the spirit of invalidation. If I can invalidate you, take you out of the debate, you're no longer participating. Well, this is what has happened in the body politic and why the elites on the coast were so shocked when the forgotten man and woman mounted up a combined vote in excess of 63 million people to vote for Donald Trump, right?
Absolutely. These viewpoints are not invalid. And just because I disagree with you doesn't make me an evil human being. I mean, this automatically demonizing your opponents is such a terrible, terrible trend. I mean, you know, we need to really, restore that civility to discourse, to be able to respectfully disagree with people, and not totally start personally trashing them or doxing them or, you know, doing horrible things to people who you disagree with.
Or hitting him in the mouth like Hayden Williams, which, who was brought up at CPAC with the president. Here's one who took it in the mouth for the sake of free speech.
Yeah, I had lunch with him right before CPAC, and he still had a huge signer. I mean, you saw it on TV when he was brought up. But that's not okay. And what scares me is there's that violence, but then there's also, that's the seen. But then what about the unseen? I mean, what message does it send to students when the school didn't really take it that seriously for a few weeks? You know, it wasn't reported on TV.
Right.
And so if I have those kinds of opinions, if I am a right of center student on college campuses, I see that my concerns, my problems are not being taken seriously. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to identify. I'm not going to speak up in class. I might not join a club because I just don't want to deal with that kind of brushback. I've seen my friends get called into disciplinary hearings for expressing conservative Republican points of view. And so, you know what, I'm just going to keep my head down and get through my 4 years. But, I mean, you think how expensive college is these days, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year.
Exactly.
To just repeat talking points, it's unconscionable.
Well, and it's unfortunate because after that education, you come out sounding, and I use AOC as an example only because she's gotten a lot of airtime, and people are looking at these eight-second sound bites, and I keep warning them, Nikki, do not form your worldview on the 8 second sound bites. If you do, you are going to be misserved, and you're misserving your fellow constituents.
Absolutely. We'll see what the president's executive order looks like in practice. We're still waiting on the details, and certainly the devil's in the details. But
yes,
you know, when people say there's not a problem on campus, why do we need this? You know, the universities, they have to uphold the First Amendment anyway. I mean, it almost makes me want to laugh because I think they're supposed to, and they're not.
Well, the president announced he's going to be signing an executive order requiring colleges and universities to protect free speech on campuses or risk losing federal grant money. Nikki Neely has been with us with Speech First. Nikki is the founder and president of Speech First. And Nikki, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Remember, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at BMartinezLive.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, it's time for the one and only movie guy live from Hollywood, the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans is next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, you may be listening to Bill Martinez right now, but hey, it's all about Steve Evans and this past weekend, all about How to Train Your Dragon, right?
Yeah, it was number one, made another $30 million. That was number one. We had the new Tyler Perry movie, Medea Family Funeral. That was number two.
Made about supposed to be the last one now, huh? Supposedly, until the next last one.
Well, I don't know. He's thinking about making a prequel, but he will be hiring a younger actress to play the part of Medea.
I guess that's what happens when you run out of the end. You get you do a prequel and you get a younger. How come Cher doesn't do that?
Well, that's a thought.
Only just an idea that came to mind here, you know, that's all.
He has said that he didn't want to be her age when he played her age, so he wanted to bail out. You know, I was
he's talking about Medea, not Cher, by the way. I don't want to confuse anybody.
I believe that was the case. Yes. I was reading about Tyler the other day. He's made 20 films. He's directed 20 films over the past 13 years, including the most recent. And typically these movies make about $50 million at the box office, and he makes them between $15 and $20 million. He's done this 20 times.
Wow.
And, you know, the movie business is a tough business to make it in. And this is his formula, and it has worked. It's made him a very rich man. That's why he has this big studio down in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Makes him for 20. They bring in 50. He does that again and again. Huh?
Exactly. Well, you know, and there are other guys like that that have carved out little genres for themselves like this. And they're just they're cash registers.
Yeah, they're working right along.
Yeah, I mean, we know they probably think, you know, man, it's a $200 million movie to produce, and they're thinking, oh, my goodness, they couldn't sleep at night if they had that kind of pressure, right?
They're glad they don't have to sell that. Well, no, he's made these 20 films, and they've totaled almost $1 billion at the box office totally.
Wow.
And
wow.
The Medea Family Funeral should put him over the top. So
we need to do Tyler Perry, Medea Builds the Wall. And then maybe we get some of that money. We could put another brick in the wall like Pink Floyd.
That could be the 21st. There you go.
Just saying. Okay. All right.
Aaliyah Battle Angel, that was number three. Lego Movie number two was number four. And Fighting With My Family, rounding out the top five. Well, business is about to get a whole lot better this weekend for 2019. Disney is releasing Captain Marvel. Now, you probably aren't aware, Bill, but this is the first Marvel movie since last July.
Wow.
When they had this Ant-Man and the Wasp, I remember that back in last. But this.
How are we able to survive?
Well, I can't say that I get this whole thing, mm-hmm. but boy, it's working. They expect this movie, Captain Marvel, to make about $150 million in this country alone, whoa. And $350 million worldwide on the first weekend. Mm. I mean, it makes you wonder, where would the movie business be without these comic book superhero movies? I mean,
exactly.
I don't quite get it. I mean, there seems to be a whole lot of sameness here, but it seems to be working, and it will work again this weekend.
Well, what about all the other movie stars? Are they getting a little jealous because, here they are, they're getting upended by comic book characters?
Well, they're trying to get a part in one of these movies is what's happening, I think. This one's starring Brie Larson. You might remember her. She won the Oscar for Room, that movie Room, back in 2016, and she is the first woman to be charged with saving the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, and it seems to be working out well. 84% of the critics are recommending this thing. I've talked about how much money it's going to make. Here's what it's about. Carol Danvers is Captain Marvel. She becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes on Earth when the Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war, again, between two alien races. And
what would we do without a galactic war? You got to have those, man. I'm telling you.
You know, we do this every weekend. Yeah. I wish I had a nickel for every time the world has been saved during these cinematic
galactic
experiences.
Wars. Yes, right.
Yes. But Samuel L. Jackson, Jude Law, Brie Larson in this, 84% are recommending Captain Marvel out this weekend. That's not the only thing we have to watch. We have a movie called Gloria Bell. Julianne Moore has been getting great reviews for this. 100% of the critics are recommending Gloria Bell, starring Julianne. She stars as Gloria, this free-spirited divorcee who spends her days at a straight-laced office job and her nights on the dance floor joyfully letting loose at the clubs around L.A. After meeting Arnold, played by John Turturro, that's right, this is a great cast, John Turturro plays Adam, she meets him on a night out, she finds herself thrust into an unexpected new romance, filled with both the joys of budding love and the complications of dating, identity, and family. As if that hasn't been done before, but I guess it's being done extremely well this time around. Gloria Bell, 100% recommending that one.
All starts on a dance floor. Once again.
Exactly. That's the beginning of many stories. Okay. Movie here called Triple Frontier, which is opening. This is the world we're living in these days. This is a big movie opening on Netflix this weekend and not in theaters until next Tuesday. 63% are recommending. This is the sort of thing that's happening these days. I mean, I went out to the theater. I wanted to see a movie called Velvet Buzzsaw, which was just up at Sundance. And I thought, oh, good, I'm going to have a chance to see that. Usually it takes about a year for those movies to make it to the theater. But I arrived at the theater, saw the movie, went into the bar afterwards, and they said, what do you think of the movie? And I said, yeah, I thought it was pretty good. And they said, well, it's on Netflix this weekend. So we're getting simultaneous releases of these movies. And like I say, that's kind of what's going on these days. Triple Frontier, 63% recommending this one. Some people saying it's a first-class ride. This is a group of former Special Forces operatives. You have Ben Affleck, Oscar Isaac, Charlie Hunnam, Garrett Hedlund. They reunite to plan a heist in a sparsely populated multi-border zone of South America. Now, for the first time in their prestigious careers, these unsung heroes undertake this dangerous mission for self instead of country. They want to get rich on this. But when events take an unexpected turn and threaten to spiral out of control, their skills, their loyalties, and their morals are pushed to the breaking point in an epic battle for survival. Pretty good reviews, and once again, you can watch this in the comfort and convenience of your very own home this weekend.
Well, good.
Kind of how things are done. We have another movie here called The Sex Trip, which has been sitting on the shelf since 2017, but I guess they thought this was a good time to send it out to the theaters. This is a story of a shallow womanizer who has been peddling this self-help book about how to bed girls. He refuses a homeless woman's request for a kiss, and he wakes up the next morning to discover that he's been changed into a woman. Not that this plot has ever been done before,
exactly.
But that's what's going on here. Yeah. And, of course, he decides instead, reverse this curse, so he decides to fully explore the strange turn of events, leading to new revelations about sex, love, inner beauty, and his own purpose in life. Not reviewed for the critics, but you may want to check that one out this weekend.
So, and then he goes out and hashtags himself, and everybody lives happily ever after, right?
Yeah, it becomes a social media phenomenon.
Oh, okay.
How many movies have there been about Billy the Kid, for one?
Any idea? I don't know. Probably has a rival Superman or something. How many?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like, a lot. For whatever reason, people are fascinated with Billy the Kid and the Old West. We have another one this weekend called The Kid, and it has a great cast. We have Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio not only stars in the movie but directs as well. And this is a Western about a young boy, Rio, played by Jake Scherer, who is forced to go on the run across the American Southwest in this desperate attempt to save his sister from his villainous uncle in the movie played by Chris Pratt. Now, along the way, he encounters Sheriff Pat Garrett, played by Ethan Hawke, on the hunt for the infamous outlaw Billy the Kid, in this particular version played by Dane DeHaan. He finds himself increasingly entwined in the lives of these two legendary figures as the cat-and-mouse game of Billy the Kid's final year of life plays out. Ultimately, Rio is forced to choose which type of man he's going to become, the outlaw or the man of valor, and will use this self-realization to a final act. In a final act to save his family. Not reviewed for the critics, but it's out there. Looks like a great cast. Check out the trailer. Might be one for you this weekend. We have a doc here, which I think is fascinating. It's called Ferrante Fever. Now, have you ever heard of Elena Ferrante, the author?
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, with over 10 million copies of her Neapolitan novel sold in over 50 countries, you have this woman, Elena Ferrante. She's this global literary sensation. She was named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in the world. HBO is turning these books into miniseries. She's got it going on, but nobody knows who she is. It's the name that is used by the author, and she's known for her work. She sold all of these books, but nobody really knows who she is. And so, you know, she has said that books, once they are written, have no need of their authors. So she has repeatedly refused to come to the fore and reveal her true identity, although there's been a lot of speculation. I think that alone is worth
a
movie in itself.
Maybe if she wins a lotto ticket or something, she can come out, right?
Not sure, but Ferrante Fever is over. You know, I think she has enough money, she doesn't need to worry about the lottery.
Okay, all right.
But she hasn't revealed her identity, but I'm sure she's cashing the checks.
Yes.
That is Ferrante Fever out this weekend. And, of course, we have the one that I really want to see, and hopefully it gets a wide release, only in about 120 theaters so far, but that's Apollo 11.
And yes, right. Yes, I've been hearing a lot about this, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a movie. What they did was they actually discovered all kinds of footage at NASA in the archives, 70-millimeter big-format IMAX footage of this whole Apollo 11 mission. And they put this whole thing together in a documentary, and that is out in selected theaters. I think at only about 124 or something like that. Hopefully it goes wide soon. 100% of the critics are recommending that one.
Well, I love what they're doing, you know, and finding this old footage. Now, there was something similar here a couple of weeks ago where they discovered all this World War II, World War I footage, right? Or it was World War I, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they shall not be forgotten, yeah.
Yeah, and I still haven't seen that one, but that has just got to be powerful when you have original footage like that, and again, it leads you to believe and appreciate what a picture, how many words a picture can tell, right?
Absolutely, and I have seen the movie. It's like going back in time. It really is something.
Wow, very cool. Well, he's the movie guy. You know why we call him the movie guy? Because he's all about movies, and he reports every week live from Hollywood, California. Yes, the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans, the movie guy, and we see him at the Cineplex. He's got the big popcorn, light on the butter, and whenever I can, I try to get close so I can get a handful here and there. Steve, we'll have a good weekend. We'll see you there, buddy. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.